And that honey, which is Islam, what the minister has preached to you about, is for your drinking purposes. But you can't drink honey, all that honey alone. So you have to give it to your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors. Everybody around you must drink from your hive. Each and every one of you must become the chief minister when he leaves here, to administer to whoever is around him. This is your job. He is a reflection of Allah and his prophet, and you are also the reflection of him. In truth, the reflection of Allah, the true images of Allah. But only in your righteousness and when you're prepared to carry the honey of Allah to other people. You must remember that the highest designation upon the face of the earth of any man after prophethood is servant of Allah. This is amply testified in the Kalma when the Holy Prophet Muhammad said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Allah is the only one deserve of worship, and Muhammad is his messenger, his prophet, and his servant. The two highest designations of any man. You may not be prophet, but certainly you can be messenger, the servants of Allah. And this is what you must be every moment of your life, a messenger of Allah. And you have to keep remembering Allah, always, every day. You have to keep remembering the Honorable W.D. Muhammad, whatever he says to you. You must obey him, understand what he's telling you. And this will save you. You don't need salvation. Salvation is for people who are born in sin. You have been born in sin. You have killed people. Your purpose in life is to preserve that purity and add to it. So this is my little exhortation to you, that you must follow the Honorable W.D. Muhammad. Have faith in him. He is chosen by Allah, and he will never lead you astray. So at all times, keep in alignment to him, and he will see you through, and through you, America will become a greater nation, the world will become a greater place for us to live. You must appreciate now that not only in America, but all over the world, the people are looking towards the Honorable Walid D. Muhammad. I'm in Guyana, thousands of miles from here. There are people in Fiji who are thousands of miles from here, people who I know. And we all keep looking towards the Honorable W.D. Muhammad. And he can only be great, as he said, when you help him to become great. That is by being righteous and being obedient to him. Isn't that so? So, every day of your life when you say your prayer, add a little pledge in that prayer. And I shall always be submissive to Allah and to obey the Holy Prophet Muhammad's word and the word, the same word that has been repeated by the Honorable W.D. Muhammad. I join with you in this pledge, and I shall always try to keep this pledge with you. I'd like you to know that in Guyana, we are the friends, or more than the friends, the brothers of the Honorable D. Muhammad. He may tell you that. I knew him since before he was the chief minister. We ate together, we drank together, we slept together, and we come to respect each other. And I see in him the light, the truth, the honor of the human race. And you, who carry God like black people, like nothing, don't ever feel that way. You have been chosen as his first following. Therefore, you are the pioneers along with him of God's religion. In this age and in this age, I trust my absurd manifestation will dawn, the prophecy will come true, that in the latest days, Islam shall prevail over all the world, as the Holy Quran says. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon every one of you. And I hope that you will listen to my words and digest it. 100 years ago in the East, a great man like the Honorable Walid D. Muhammad predicted also that the light of Islam shall shine in the West. His name was Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad. This is the manifestation of that light. The very man who... He was born in India, in a village, a small village, a humble man, but a man of God. You know, when God wants to place honor upon a man and choose him, he chooses him from the most unlikely places. Like Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad in India 100 years ago. He was chosen from a Sikh village of India, and in the height of his wonderful teachings, he said that the light of Islam, that was in 1840, or 1860, something like that, he said that the light of Islam will shine brighter in the Western world than it is here in the East, where religion was born. People laughed at him, but how many of us can laugh today? But praise him for his foresight and his wisdom. Here we see the manifestation, the light of Islam, shining in all its resplendence here. This is the power of Allah. Allah has chosen the Honorable Walidi Muhammad from another unlikely place. From amongst the people who people said were barbarous and dirty and ignorant. But he wrought a transformation and proved to the world that the power of Allah can cleanse anything, can make anything great. And in his name and in his word, I pray that the Honorable W.D. Muhammad, the Muslim, and in his name and in his word, I pray that the Honorable W.D. Muhammad live on to give you more strength, and that you shall cooperate with him and live in Islam and bring glory to the world in Islam, in the Prophet, in Almighty Allah. Thank you.
Thank both of our visiting brothers for bringing it home to us what people all over the world are saying, and that is that our leader is the man of the hour. Also present with us, who we won't ask to speak today because we've heard from him many times, but he's a great friend and a great brother and a tremendous man who we all know and respect very highly, Brother Professor Muhammad Abdullah. Let's give him a welcome.
وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين. Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, Mr. Chairman, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum. This is perhaps the third opportunity that has been afforded to me to speak to you. Time is limited. I will take only a few minutes, not speaking on any particular subject. I came here Friday morning and attended the Friday prayer. I was impressed and surprised to see such a large gathering of the Muslims attending the services and the prayer. I have been here more than 16 years in the United States, visited different parts of the country because I love traveling, attended many mosques and organizations. I was amazed to find a large gathering of the Muslims here that suddenly sprang out amidst this country. And whereas the Muslims from different parts of the world, living here in thousands, have never had the assembly of Friday prayer for more than 25. This was a big change that I noticed here, and I thank God. I will give credit, and in fact, the God will bestow honors and grace to the leader of the Muslim community here, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, who brought about sudden change in your minds and mentality. Some people think, they criticize that this man is bringing about so sudden changes. I tell them that whatever the changes are, if they are good, then he has not to wait. Because saying of Prophet Muhammad is that for evil things you should delay, but for good things you should not delay. Make haste to perform the good deed, but hesitate and delay while you are going to do the wrong thing or any vice. So if he has introduced good things, it is better to introduce quick changes. And we don't notice any bad introductions or change in the community. So this was a big change to bring so many people together on every Friday so that they should have prayer joining with the rest of the Muslims who congregate on Friday in millions. And this is why he changed the name also, that you are not related to just one community as Nation of Islam, but you are the member of the world community of Islam. Don't think that since Honorable Wallace Muhammad is the leader of a big community, and I am meeting him quite often. My association with him was during those times when he was not leader. We had to meet together. He had to come to visit me. So my association is not that took place 2 years ago or a year ago when he became the leader. We had to meet quite often whenever any opportunity was afforded to each other. And I also met the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Honorable Master Elijah Muhammad, in 1961, the first time. He granted me audience, discussed many things, and he said, "Don't think that I am against the five pillars of Islam." These are his very words, I remember. "I want my followers to pray five times a day. I want my followers to fast during the month of Ramadan. I want my followers to go to Mecca for Hajj. I want my followers to pay the zakat." But you know, they have been just brought from the community that has so many vices. So I want them to be clean first and to be ready. So when the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad came and took the leadership, he thought that this is the time. This is the time when the community is required to bow before Almighty Allah and say, "La Takbir! Allahu Akbar! For Nara-e Takbir resounded in this mosque. Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! So, he is doing the work of great reformers. He is walking on the footsteps of those who brought reformation in the nations of the people, in different communities of the people. And I am very proud of him, very proud of him. I feel very proud, as you are. This was one of the first reasons that I came here, because I did not meet him since 4th of July. Since 4th of July, I didn't meet him. Second reason was to meet our distinguished guest, Dr. Saeed Ahmed. I know Dr. Saeed Ahmed since I was a student in Lahore. I was attending the Islamia College and he was attending the Medical College. And I never found any change in his devotion, in his service to mankind, when I visited him after 44 years in Pakistan. He prays, he gets up late after midnight when everybody is asleep, and he will sound praying. But I respect him for other reasons. Not only that he is a praying man, practical man, but he is a man who has made the object of his life to serve humanity. Sadi says that the spiritual elevation of a person does not lie with the prayer deed or with the topic of prayer or with the prayer, but this elevation of spirituality lies in serving the humanity. Masajjada or Dalkane, what is the first verse? Masajjada or Dalkane, Ibadat Bajul Khidmate Khalkane, Batasbi or Sajjada or Dalkane. Ibadat means worship of God. Ibadat Bajul Khidmate Khalkane, that is, the worship of God does not lie with the exception of the service to mankind. Masajjada, Sajjada means that is prayerless. The dal, that is the water that we get, and the tasbih, that is the prayer deed. I met one Muslim on the street of Cairo. He had a long prayer deed, and he was going, counting. I stopped him. I said, "What are you doing?" The God says, that I give you a lot of things without counting. Your God gives so many things without counting, and you are counting. And on the street, to show that you are so holy, one thing is good among the Arabs. When you tell them the right things, they won't argue. So without arguing that he was right, he put the prayer beads in his pocket. So service of mankind counts more than anything else. In fact, prayer is one of the essentials, but it is a pillar, not the whole building. Service to mankind makes the building. So your community is also engaged in the service of humanity, not to upliftment of your own people, but to upliftment of the whole Bilalian community, whether they are Muslims or not. And you are also interested in the welfare of the people living at large in the whole of the world. I wish that you continue in progress, and I wish that you continue your same discipline and obeying the leader as you are obeying now. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Brother Muhammad Abdullah. We want to thank all of our speakers. For those of us who are here in Chicago, you don't hear anyone moving around here because everyone else has seen something show up here in front of them that they are ready to leave now. And this is another really thank our guests. Assalamu alaikum. And we know that you have tortured your bottoms to the full fruition, and we don't want to torture them in too much longer. So please just shift to the other side one more time. And we promise you, you won't have to shift again. But I'm sure that you wouldn't want to leave without, you know, we in the Nation of the World Community of Islam have been hearing for the last 18 months the Abu Wallace Muhammad teach about what life is all about, teaching the reality of life. Well, we are blessed today to have in our presence our brother and our friend who is singing in the key of life, Brother Stevie Wonder. Yes.
Assalamu alaikum to all of you. I am honored to be a friend and very close to the gift of life and of knowledge given to all of you by Allah through the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. Thank you.
Better look out. We got friends in high places. By the way, Brother Joshua Green. Is Brother Joshua Green still in here? Brother Joshua Green. You lost something and we have it for you. Okay, Dr. Salam, in line with Brother Stevie Wonder's presence here, we'd like for Dr. Salam to take like 2 minutes. If it goes long, I'll put him off with the crook to tell us about what's why he's here. Thank you very much.
Allah to be beneficent, the merciful, peace and blessings upon his servant and messenger Muhammad forever. Assalamu alaikum. It takes me 2 minutes to give the greeting. But we'll work on that time, Doctor. It was quite hot up here for a while, as you can imagine. But when you work and do the best you can based on truth and an understanding that you have, you don't worry about it. I consider Dr. Abdul Salam man all the way through, so I don't have no problem. We would like to say to you, Brother Stevie Wonder was out at the Salam Cultural Center on Friday night. In fact, I had the honor and the pleasure of presenting him with a beautiful plaque and award that was presented to him by what we have called the New Salam Cultural Center, which is presently being manned, operated, worked very hard by Brother Nuri Medina and Brother Tiamo Raouf. And I want to take 30 seconds of my 2 minutes to tell you something about what we're trying to do there. Now, the Salam Cultural Center, the Salam Restaurant, as it previously was, is a hard nut to crack. It's been standing on that corner for a long time, and when we used to operate as a Nation of Islam, It never did make any money. As you know, the Jumble Island community, we don't really eat out except at Burger King or McDonald's. So to have a place that large that costs that much to support, I mean, you got a problem. But we like to think and recognize that the efforts of Brother Medina and Brother Tiamo Raul, one of the beautiful things they got on their side, is the teachings of the Imam Wallace Muhammad and youth. And when you got youth and drive and enthusiasm, you got a lot working for you. We have not given them 10 cents to go in there and try and do a job. Why not? We didn't have it. Just that simple. But they have gone and tried to work in there under some very adverse circumstances. Roof needs repairing. Carpet needs taken up and cleaning. We need replacing stuff. A lot of problems. But thanks to Allah, their drive, and the understanding of the teaching of the Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, they say, we don't want a disco. What we want is a place that is truly the Islam Cultural Center, as the name that the Imam Wallace D. Muhammad gives it. So in order to support the place, they've gone in there and tried to have, at least on weekends, dynamic shows. A brother, Stevie Wonder, came over and was a special guest. He wasn't the artist, but he was a special guest, and he took his time and brought some of his people all the way over there just to sit there and enjoy the show with us. So we give him this plaque, and he gave us some very beautiful words that night. Now, many of you probably couldn't be there simply because of the cost. It was $25 a plate. And this evening, in fact, they're saying that it has been cut in half for $12.50. You can go to the salon as soon as we're finished here, and we'll be finished here. I got another 30 seconds, I believe. We'll be finished here soon. And you understand from Brother Medina and Brother Raouf that you can attend Salam Cultural Center tonight for just $12.50. And they really got a dynamite show. Depending on your taste, one way or another, I think there's something there for everyone. And if they got the same kind of meal now as they had Friday night, I mean, they had a prime rib of beef, brother, so thick, I mean, you could barely get through it. Really out of sight. So we want you to consider supporting them. Now, we know there was little to do about a wine list. Well, the truth of the matter is, some time ago, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad told us, in order for us to help support that place, that if it was leased out to persons who did not belong to us, who were not of us, he said if they wanted to have a little light something, maybe champagne or wine or something of that sort, he said that would be all right. It wouldn't be a Muslim affair. So they had that in mind, but we kind of showed them that they really are. They're really not distinct from us, although we lease them the place to try and help protect them in some of the things they're trying to do. They are still us. And they think like us and work like us, so we kind of had to wipe out the wine list. But still, everything else they got is working out. Because you're going to find during the week, they'll be having cultural entertainment free. You see, everything is happening on the weekend, and we're making that weekend shot to produce some economics there to cover the cost of just having a place sitting there on the corner. Now, we're talking about blight or rest. We got to have a nice looking place there. We got to have the lawn cut. We got to have a place that we can call our own. And the Imam Wallace D. Muhammad said, it is not my intention to get rid of Salam Cultural Center. So somewhere or other, it has to pay its way. And we can help it pay its way if you will help us support Brother Medina and Brother Raouf. In turn, you're really supporting us in terms of the efforts they have to make that a true Salam Cultural Center. So that's all I have to say on that. So watch for announcements. When you can go out, go out. When you see a show that you like, go and see the show that you like. But remember, it's truly a cultural activity. Now, lastly, this is a message from Brother Clyde Elamine. And the chief minister mentioned the school. And, of course, when we give the chief minister our full report, which we haven't had an opportunity to do yet, he'll have a complete understanding of what's been happening here since he's been gone. But one of the things that we have to point out is that some parents receive letters informing them that their children would no longer attend Clara Muhammad School because of delinquent tuition. All who receive these letters still have significant balances from the term that ended August the 6th. So if somebody didn't get paid, it's because the low amounts that's necessary to minimally sustain the school weren't brought in. Now, this is not non-payment of the semester coming up now. Our tuition, the receipts, only cover a small percentage of what it costs to operate our school. Yet it's one of our most reliable sources of income. If we have made an error in figuring your bill, please contact the school and business office. So I think I took 3 minutes, and I thank you for your patience. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, brothers and sisters, we are going to let you go in just 1 second. Before you leave, we want to remind, and that's because of the fact that this is the once a month that we have the hookup. We want to remind people around the country that $2.55 per person per week, in addition to your weekly charity, will get the Nation of Islam out of its present financial crisis. $2.55 a week, which is $11 a month, will remove the financial crisis that we're under. So we want to ask brothers and sisters around the country to please contribute your $2.55 a week to the central point on your charity slip, and this will help alleviate much of the financial crisis that we're under. Please do what you can around the country, and we'll be saying more about this as the time continues. Will you please stand and let's have our prayer for dismissal? We want to ask the brothers and sisters to please pick up Bilalian News on your way out. Please pick up the Bilalian News on the way out. We had a significant number left last week. We need you to take the word of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, at least around this community, so the rest of the world can know about it. So we'll now close in prayer. Thank you very much. Salaam alaikum.
That the General Counsel for the Nation of Islam wanted to bring, but the hour was so late he had to go. He's still here. He wants to make a special appeal.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. I seek refuge in God against a rejected enemy. In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to God, the cherisher and sustainer of the world. Most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment, thee do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Brothers and sisters, one more second.
Hold it just a moment.
A few chicken dinners at the low price of $2, hot